Welcome to this pelvic bowl meditation for difficult times. Finding yourself either lying down or sitting in a chair where your feet can be placed firmly upon the ground or the floor below you. Begin to notice your breathing. Let's take a deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. One more time. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. And now just imagine yourself in a place in nature where you feel really safe. Whatever place comes to mind, just imagine that you're there right now. Nothing that's happening in the world is happening there. Look around you, notice the scenery. Notice what you see, what you hear, and what you smell. And just take another deep breath with an ah, ah. Again, deep breath in. Ah. And just let yourself be in this safe space for just the next few minutes. Nothing can bother you, no one can interrupt you. And then let's get a grounding cord established from your root. Give your pelvic floor a little squeeze to reconnect with this part of your body. And then imagine that you've got a cord that runs from that space within you down through the chair or the floor, down through the floors of the building, down to the earth, hitting the earth and going down, 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 deep into the earth. The cord's going to take it all the way through the rock layers and the underground rivers, all the way down to the center of the earth. You're going to connect right with that Mother Earth energy. If you have trouble seeing a cord, see tree roots coming out from you. Imagine your favorite tree and what those roots look like. They go deep, deep down into the earth and they're firmly placed. And that cord and those roots just follow you wherever you are. You're always connected to the earth energy. And just take a moment to feel that and remember. It's so easy to get up into our heads during these times. So let's just let those roots allow us to be here on this earth at this time. Breathe in that earth energy. Take your time. Feel how good it feels to be back in your body and back connected. And now just imagine that you've got a bowl that sets inside your pelvis. And notice what that bowl looks like today. If you can't see a bowl, just notice what you do see. And if you do, begin to notice the entire bowl. Can you see the outline of the whole bowl? Is it thick or is it thin? Is it deep or shallow? Are all parts visible? Are there areas that are darker or hazy? Are there colors? What's the texture of your bowl? Without judgment, just with observation, bringing awareness to this space. And then imagine that you have a little broom or dusting cloth, and you're just going to go around and sweep or wipe out your bowl. Anything that releases just easily goes down that cord and back into the earth. Mother Earth is below, ready to receive what no longer is serving you, what no longer is needed. Go all the way around your bowl, just releasing anything that's there, just dust, cobwebs, polishing away any particles, and just let them flow back into the earth. Use your cord, use your roots. And when you're ready, we're going to bring our awareness, and potentially you can move your hands if it feels right, over to the area of your left ovary. So low in your pelvis, on the left side of your bowl. Let's check in with left ovary energy. Having a little conversation. How are you doing? How are you holding up? Giving her a chance to speak and be with us. Noticing what's going on in the left side of the bowl, any colors or shapes, random people, emotions. Letting whatever's there just be and just noting it. Giving a voice to this part of your body. The left ovary is how we provide sustenance for ourselves, for our soul. It's your feminine side. So ask. What is it that you require right now? Am I taking the right care of you? Is there anything I could be doing to be more in alignment with my feminine during this difficult time? If nothing is coming, just be with that. Breathe into this area. Breathe where your hands are touching. Just give a little nurturing and love to this area. We never judge. We're just there. We're just being. And then just with that asking what's needed, see if you can give whatever's needed. Is there a color that feels really nurturing that you can allow to swirl around this part of your bowl? Is there a word? Is it just love? Is it care? Is it presence? What is required to help this part of your bowl feel whole and complete? So that you can have the sustenance you need to make decisions that are needed, to care for the people in your life who need you right now, and to make sure that you're caring for you in the best possible way. The color of this chakra is orange, so if nothing else comes to mind, just imagine a brilliant orange light, like a fire, just filling this part of your bowl, bringing with it energy, support, and nourishment. And then when you're ready, we're going to move our hands and our attention over to the right side of the bowl, to the right ovary. It may be very different over here. It may be very similar. S- same process. How are you doing, right ovary side? This is our masculine side. This is what we're putting out into the world. How's it feeling over here? Any colors or shapes, random people, emotions? Just take a moment to just be and just have a little conversation about how things are going with this part of your being. Let's make sure that the boundary of the bowl is where it needs to be on this side. Oftentimes, at times of crisis, we are giving, 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 which can actually make this side of the bowl a little hazy, a little not present. So just kind of shore it up. What do you need to have a really good boundary on your time and your energy? If you're pushing or forcing during this stressful time, can you pull some of that back in to a little bit more groundedness? The uncertainty can cause us to behave in ways that we don't normally behave. It's okay. We're not judging. We're just noticing, and we're bringing back our own energy back into ourselves, back into our field. Feel how good that feels to do. And then asking right ovary, what can I do to be more of support to you, to bring more balance? And then just bring in that color, that word for this side. Let it fill this side of the bowl. You can use the brilliant orange color again, if that's helpful. And then let's bring one hand to each ovary, and we're going to do some balancing. So imagine a figure eight that's going to swirl between the two ovaries. So it's going to go up and around one and down, up and around the other and back around. And just see, the balancing is just easy, natural. There's no effort. And just let it swirl and swirl, balancing masculine and feminine, balancing caring for ourselves with caring for others, balance what we bring into ourselves and what we give out. If one ovary was more depleted than the other, ask that the energy be shared and balanced, bringing your whole bowl into alignment. And then let's bring hands right over the uterus space, right in the center of your bowl. Remembering that this is your power center. This is where we want to be creating from. And now we get to set some intentions in this place of power, because when we set them here, they're much more likely to come to fruition. So just set some intentions for yourself right now. Pretend they're little seeds. Plant them along the lining of your uterus. You don't have an actual uterus, that's perfectly fine. You can use the energy that will always be there. You always have your uterine energy. See your seeds being planted along the lining. Tuck them in, water them. Add a little of that brilliant orange light. Take a moment to plant all your seeds. And then the last part is our blessing, remembering our sacredness, and that even in the toughest of times, there's always things to be grateful for and blessings to bestow upon ourselves. So going around the entire bowl, blessing the ovaries, the uterus, all the spaces in between, anything that didn't quite look like you wanted it to, anything that came up, we're just going to add a little blessing and remember our sacredness. And the blessing we use is, I am sacred, I am blessed. So just over and over and over again, blessing each space. And after you've done your blessing, give your pelvic floor a little squeeze. Make sure your grounding cord is completely intact. Come back into yourself, remembering who you are. So I am sacred, I am blessed. I am sacred, I am blessed. I am sacred. Namaste.